It's Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 348. Brock McGinnis, Wallace Johnson, Megan Needler, and Joel Carroll join me talking about racial equality in the AV industry. Wallace Johnson starts us off talking about breaking through the people of color glass ceiling.
I see it as the not about what you know, but who you know perspective of trying to break through that. And, you know, I think trying to get to a solution, just as we talked about with this Crestron Masters show, is the sense of community that people of different racial ethnic backgrounds, you know, when they come to this industry. I think Commercial Integrated did a survey background, and the summary was it's mostly older white male, and then, you know, it trickles down, and finally you get to the female crowd and black, brown. And so, you know, just the networking of who you're around in the industry creates new opportunities. You know, just as David was at the Crestron thing, having a conversation, found a new job. So, you know, how do you get new people into the community? And then once they're in the community, how do they excel? And part of that is what you know, and I think a bigger part of that is who you know. And so breaking through that, we have to get more people engaged from a networking perspective in the community to get to know more people, to be aware of more opportunities to potentially move up.
And is it something where it's using not, I apologize, but using the people you know to let them know, hey, I'm interested in maybe a different opportunity, or hey, I'm available for another opportunity?
It's part of that. I think the other part too, with the value of social media, you don't have to be physically in a community to be part of a community. So those who, you know, are viewed as the minority in the industry, I think also have to be proactive in letting their expertise know. You don't have to truly, I won't say truly be an expert, but you can put comments and ideas and thoughts of what you know out there, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And I think the hindrance and hesitation by so many people is that, well, I don't know everything, or I'm not, you know, I don't view myself as an expert. And it's like, well, a lot of these people aren't. So just put your thoughts out there with others and just be part of the conversation to where you can start to learn and grow your, you know, expertise to then be more engaged in the community. And so I think, you know, being in it doesn't necessarily mean a physical thing, but just being proactive and making your voice heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Megan, almost a month ago now, Middle Atlantic hosted an AVIXA women's event from the Northeast. AV Nation, we broadcast live from there, interviewed a number of folks. And the thing that struck me as I was watching that, I was not there, my buddy George Tucker and actually Steve Greenblatt was the host for that one, was the diversity in that room, right? And it was interesting seeing all the different, you know, just the different communities coming together. What can manufacturers do, not just from a female diversity standpoint, but also from other forms of diversity to help encourage that?
Sure. First of all, I want to thank Wallace for writing the article. And Tim, I want to thank you for not being afraid to have some of these conversations, the sexual harassment conversation, covering the AVIXA women's event, having this conversation right now. I think this is a huge step forward. You know, I think it's recognizing that we have an issue and not being afraid to talk about it is going to help us start to build solutions, right? You know, I'm more familiar with some of the issues surrounding gender diversity than I am racial diversity, just from some of the programming that I've been involved in. And, you know, a recent study with McKinsey and Company and Lean In, the Women in the Workplace in 2017 study said that 50% of men don't believe that, do believe that women are well represented if only 1 in 10 executive leaders is a female. And 30% believe that women are well represented if only 1 in 10 is female. So if we believe that they're well represented, then we don't believe that we have a problem, right? And there are some references to racial diversity in this study as well that talk about specifically women of color and how it becomes a compounded issue for women of color, right? that they're dealing with a double discrimination. And so I think this is the first step. And really, when it comes to manufacturers starting to improve diversity within their organizations, is that we have to start talking about it. I think everyone's afraid they're not doing enough. Well, guess what? None of us are doing enough. So if we don't start talking about it and working together, we can't move forward as an industry.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.